Hey, good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Open phone lines tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I have 160 uses. That's right, 160 uses for coconut oil. We use coconut oil in my household for many of these reasons. Not all 160 of them, but we'll get into these, very versatile uses for something like coconut oil. Can you believe it? We literally buy 5-gallon increments and keep it all over our house here. And it's not cheap, but at the same time, well, in the long run, we save on health care and all sorts of stuff, and it's great. It tastes great. Can't say enough about coconut oil. So I'll get to the 160 uses for coconut oil coming up. I also have this clip that's been making the rounds about Joe Biden calling for a new world order. That's right. He wants a new world order, folks. And it's not a new world order of peace and love. No, it's the new world order that the powers that shouldn't be have often been pushing. It's the same new world order that George Bush, senior, that is, called for when he was the puppet in charge. Or maybe he was less of a puppet than some of these other people. Anyways, an interesting clip that I have loaded up and ready to go about the vice president. I guess he's the vice president, right? Joe Biden calling for a new world order. So there you go. Folks, we'll also get to, some talk about Margaret Thatcher. No, I'm joking. What a distraction that is. Okay, she died. She was a puppet. She was supposedly very much against socialism. And is the queen really wearing the pants in that relationship? I know. The queen's supposedly just ceremonial, right? Well, I think the prime minister is more ceremonial than the queen, perhaps. I don't know a lot about the power structure there, but it's interesting. Margaret Thatcher. I mean, this is top news for much of the lamestream media. Margaret Thatcher is dead. Who cares? The Bank of England is really pulling the strings as far as the economy is concerned. And what's the Bank of England? You guessed it. It's a private central banking cartel owned by the same families that own the Federal Reserve. So, I don't know. I think it's a big distraction talking about Margaret Thatcher. I thought I would mention it briefly in the first segment here just to get it off our chest. But anyways, there you go. The FDA and some other news. Okay, it's the first ever drug for morning sickness in over 50 years. And I'm suspecting that this is, poison. The Food and Drug Administration decides that the drug Diselagaz, or however the hell you pronounce it, and my general rule of thumb, ladies and gentlemen, is if you can't pronounce it, don't take it. Anyways, it's a generic version of a product that was initially approved in the United States under the name Benedictine. In 1956, it was withdrawn in 1983 following a slew of lawsuits from mothers claiming their children had been harmed by it. But no, now in 2013, when eugenics is okay, it's back on the market.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is April 8th, 2013, gearing up for the Free Your Mind Conference. Just this weekend, Joe Biden calls for a new world order at the Export-Import Bank Conference. What an appropriate venue. Mr. Producer, play that clip.
Yet there's staggering new research from Yale University that says sun worshippers have a tough...
That's not the clip. Hold on here, geez, that's not the clip. What the heck was that? All right, Mr. Producer, please, play the right clip, geez.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again. And the institutions and the rules that worked so well in the post-World War II era for decades, they need to be strengthened. And some have to be changed. So we have to do what we do best. We have to lead. We have to update the global rules of the road. We have to do it in a way that maximizes benefits for everyone. Because obviously it's overwhelmingly in our interest. This is not a zero-sum game. It's overwhelmingly in our interest.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the crazy Uncle Joe. I mean, the guy's nuts. I'm glad this isn't another debate. Jeez, heavens forbid he gets on... another debate. But listen to what he just said. We got to maximize interest. He's a utilitarian, ladies and gentlemen, a regular utilitarian. What a joke. The main people he's got to maximize it for are the powers that shouldn't be, are the so-called elite. Go ahead, Joe. Dig your grave even further, calling for a creation of a new world order. And he uses that on purpose, of course.
That China prosper, that Mongolia prosper, that nations big and large, east and west, We have to level the playing field so when American companies and workers can compete in the world, that the competition is fair and it's healthy.
What does leveling the playing field mean? What does that mean? That means sending us back to the Stone Age equilaterally. Is that a word, equilaterally? Did I use that right, Mr. Producer? I think I did. Equilaterally. There you go. Big word of the day. Who knows if I'm using it right. Anyways, Biden continues. Remind you, this is our vice president or something like that. Who is Joe Biden? No, I'm joking. But seriously, who the hell is he calling for a new world order? How blatant are they about this? Right in front of your face.
To the first point. We came into office facing the worst financial recession since the Great Depression. We had to unfreeze the credit markets, reform the financial system, inject demand back into the economy. And while this agenda is far from complete, we've made significant progress with all of your help. The economy is now added private sector jobs every month. Disappointing this month, but they nonetheless added jobs.
Okay, let's take on the jobs claim here. And of course, he goes on to say, a new world order. We'll get to that line. We'll get to that. But as far as the jobs are concerned, the numbers are very misleading. As all of you already know, I'm sure, when you no longer are collecting unemployment, well, you're no longer considered to be unemployed. But that doesn't mean in all actuality you have a job. No, far from it. So this is a very misleading story to talk about is whenever you bring up the jobs. Extremely misleading. In fact, I'd go on a limb here and say that there aren't enough jobs. Well, there's slave jobs, but there aren't enough decent paying jobs for Americans or people of the world to occupy. What I mean by that is as of 1913, one machine could take the place of several human beings, several million human beings, physical labor. This isn't me saying this. This is a matter of history. You all know it very well. We have the Industrial Revolution, right? What's the Industrial Revolution? Well, it was an increase of production capability due to, well, greater mechanical energy. So you go to the store, right? The grocery store. The only reason why that clerk is there, which in many places, more and more, they're not there. But the only reason why they're there is a matter of, well, having some petty jobs for people. Or let me put it this way. They don't have to be there. We have these self-checkout machines. We don't need people to be on the farms doing as much petty labor as they once did. Mechanical energy. This is why the technocrats had decided to come up with a new model. But no, we needed to stay on the slavery-based system because we could not have machines liberate human beings. We could have machines liberate the elite and keep the slaves, well, keep the slaves slaves. All right, go ahead, Joe Biden. Let's hear about it. Let's get that new world order in, right? New world order, NWO.
Even so, we've still found that the time there's a need for an ambitious affirmative agenda. We strengthened and signed 3 free trade agreements. I know I'm referred to in the White House as the White House optimist. You know, I read that all the time. Well, it's like I'm the new guy. As my grandfather would say, like I just fell off a turnip truck yesterday. In case you haven't noticed, I've been there longer than any of them. And I hope you all haven't noticed that, but I'm afraid it's self-evident. But I'm optimistic, not out of naivete. I know the history of the journey of this country. The history of the journey of this country is every single challenge. We've unleashed the American people and all of you.
All right, here's the clip one more time of Joe Biden calling for a new world order. Here it is. Come on, play it. I don't know what's wrong with this board here. Jeez.
or two error for decades, they need to be strengthened, and some have to be changed. So we have to do what we do best. We have to lead. We have to lead. We have to update the global rules of the...
Oh, geez, that's... Come on. Can we play the actual clip, Mr. Producer? I mean, all right, we're having some problems. I guess the clip we had loaded was all convoluted, but it gave me a chance to take on all the BS that this guy spews.
What we have now,
right,
is to actually create a new world order.
Okay, thank you, sir. There it is. He wants to create a new world order. We're already living in a new world order, Joe. 800-313-9443. Your take on the recent statements from Joe Biden. 800-313-9443. Do you have a comment about Margaret Thatcher? No, I doubt it. We'll talk about how one in four skin cancer survivors admit to never wearing sunscreen. I have a different twist on this that you might not be expecting. You're not going to want to miss my take on this. One in four skin cancer survivors admit to never wearing sunscreen. What about the other three that wore sunscreen? Well, I'll tell you about my thoughts on that. I interviewed Dr. Elizabeth Plourd on the topic probably a couple years ago now. And, well, you'll find it quite startling about the whole sunscreen conspiracy. I know, there's a conspiracy about everything, right? Right? 800-313-9443. We'll get your calls on anything you like tonight, namely what you just heard out of Joe Biden's mouth or anything else. And we'll do so a little bit later. But first, I want to get to the 160. That's right, 160. 160 uses for coconut oil. And why do I talk about health? Why do I talk about this sort of thing? Because at the end of the day, people like Joe Biden can have their new world order all they want. But they can't have your health unless you give it to them. Unless you allow them to steal your health, to steal your life, to steal your energy. And you don't have to subject yourself to the medical industrial complex. You don't have to choose to be in control of your health and to seek homeopathic means that will support your health and not denigrate it further like the allopathic medicine in today's world does. It's oftentimes responsive or not, that's not the word I'm looking for. But it's not proactive medicine today. Allopathic medicine is reactive. There we go, not responsive, reactive. They're reacting. You get skin cancer, well, then we'll deal with it. And the way they deal with it, of course, is poison. Melanoma survivors say that, 15% never stay in the shade. What about the other 85%, 27% never wear sunscreen? What about the other 82%, 83%? Sorry, my math is off tonight. So the point remains, how do you take care of your health? How do you do, well, I mean, at the very least, what you can to protect yourself from all of the poisons in the world today. Well, one thing is you don't use them. The other thing is you look at homeopathic means, which we've been taking calls on, and we'll take calls again tonight on it, like coconut oil, and there are so many uses. So we'll get to the 160 uses for coconut oil tonight. We'll take your phone calls and so much more.
The Bob Justin Show.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside them my spirit is weeping.
Let's get into the 160 uses for coconut oil. I hope you guys are familiar with coconut oil. If not, well, you're about to learn about it intimately. And then we'll talk about the 1 in 4 skin cancer survivors who admit to never wearing sunscreen. I got a different take on that story than you might be expecting. But anyways, this article we found about is from Wake Up World. Wake Up World. I like that. Anyways, it says there are 160 plus uses of coconut oil. Offering a ton of health benefits, coconut oil is affordable, readily available, and completely natural. The author says they use it every day on everything, as do I. They say they even have some in their car. I don't have it in my car, but that's interesting. So here we go. Here are some of the 160. I don't know if we'll have time to read all these. I don't know if you'll get bored, but I think I'll read as many of them as I need to make the point here. All right, number one, in no particular order, let's go through these. Age spots, also known as liver spots. Applying coconut oil directly to the age spot will help it fade. Number two, it's good aftershave. Coconut oil will help your skin heal after shaving without clogging pores. Great for razor burn. Number three, baldness. That's right. Apply 3 times a day to affected area of hair loss. Coconut oil supports cell regeneration. Number four at the list, birthmarks. Can be used as a laser removal treatment to aid in healing. Can also be applied after an apple cider vinegar treatment to help support and aid the fading process. But I would say, folks, if you have a birthmark, you're born with it, embrace it, love it. I have some birthmarks. nothing on my face or anything, but anyways, it could help with that. Number 5, body scrub. Mix coconut oil and sugar together and rub all over. Rinse off and your skin will be super soft. You can add it in essential oils if you like, a specific smell. And my wife, she uses honey as well for that. Honey has a ton of uses. Number 6, as far as our 160 uses for coconut oil. Jeez, this is going to take me all day. You're going to get bored with this. But hopefully you guys can take a few notes and start to apply these different uses to things in your own life. And number 6, it helps with bruises. Applied directly to the bruise, coconut oil enhances the healing process by reducing swelling and redness. And number 7, it helps with bug bites. When applied directly to a bug bite, coconut oil can stop the itching and burning sensation, as well as hasten the healing process. Number 8, helps with burns. Apply to burn site immediately and continue applying until healed. Will reduce the chances of permanent scarring and promote healing. You can use this as chapstick. You can use it for cradle cap, which we've used with our baby. Having issues with dry skin on your baby's scalp? Well, use some coconut oil. And my wife's already done that. The cradle crap, as they call it. Or cradle crap, rather. At number 11, it can help with dandruff. Put away the Pantene, Provine, or whatever nasty dandruff. And by the way, let me digress here for a moment. Soaps and shampoos, poisonous. Poisonous. I use Dr. Bronner's. But you want to stay away from that stuff. But if you have some dandruff, a lot of people do, coconut oil soaks into the scalp, moisturizing dry skin and relieves symptoms of dandruff. So far, we've gotten into mostly beautification applications and hygiene applications. But there are more things in regards to your health. At 12, you can use it as deodorant. Definitely don't want to use the other deodorant. It has aluminum in it. Aluminum, unless you want to suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's, I would stay away from the traditional deodorants. But use some as a deodorant. Coconut oil can be used as a deodorant, but even more effective in combination with cornstarch and arrowroot powder and baking soda. You got yourself a mean deodorant that doesn't have aluminum, poison. Again, for the baby, we use it as diaper salve. Very comforting on a rashy bum with no harsh chemicals. It can be used as an exfoliator, an eye cream, face wash, soap, hair conditioner, deep treatment. And number 8, it can be used as hair gel and the defrizzer. Rub a little between your palms and either scrunch into hair for curly hair or finger comb if you want. Number 19, healing. When applied on scrapes and cuts, coconut oil forms a thin chemical layer which protects the wound from outside dust, bacteria, and virus. Coconut oil speeds up healing process of bruises by repairing damaged tissues. Plus, it smells a heck of a lot better than anything from the pharmacy and works a lot better. And number 20, it's a lubricant. There you go. Number 21, makeup remover. Number 22, massage oil. Number 23, moisturizer. Number 24, mole remover. Number 25, nipple cream. Number 26, oily skin fix. We'll continue in just a little bit. There's 160 ways you can use this. I don't know if I can get to them all.
The Bob Tuscan Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Right, 800-313-9443. Am I boring you to death going over the various uses of coconut oil? Let's take a break from that. I could go on and on and on. There's 160 different uses. I might put this up at the website, bobtuscan.com. It's good stuff. I could also get into aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is also a wonderful miracle plant. Tons of uses. What is it with all these island plants? Growing up in South Florida, you know, I had access to learn a lot about the various homeopathic remedies used in the Caribbean. I was raised by a Jamaican lady, and we always had aloe on hand. We would put it on burns. And later in life, I found aloe at Cephas's Hot Shop in Tampa. Cephas is a Jamaican gentleman who came to this country and noticed, well, people are pretty gosh darn obese. I love me some Cephas. In fact, I'm tempted to play a Cephas clip here. Should I play a clip, Mr. Producer, of Cephas and his aloe? Let's see here. Cephas, C-E-P-H-A-S, aloe. He's got a thick Jamaican accent. Wow, it's got 35,000 views here. Listen to a little Cephas on aloe here. This is a lot of fun. You gotta love Cephas's Hot Shop is the name. Cephas Gilbert. He says it helps with the immune system. It's claimed to alleviate allergies, and aloe vera gel applied topically is claimed to alleviate skin allergies. If you do a search, Bob Tuscan, Cephas, aloe vera, you'll find an article that I wrote about what I learned from him. And here's a little testimonial from Cephas. Good stuff. Aloe vera for health, ladies and gentlemen. It's better than the pharmaceutical cocktails they want to give you. And it's from the earth.
Aloe vera is a medicine plant. Aloe vera, you have 250 different types of aloe vera. So you have to know the right type of aloe vera to use. What aloe vera do is go inside your body and it detox, clean your body. Yes, it's bitter. For a white bitter is the enzyme. The enzyme is what clean your body, get all the mucus and the plaque out your body. Aloe vera is one of the best thing you can ever put in your body. Number one, it gives you your exit plan to get old food out your body. So you can surround yourself around aloe. Once you get used to drink the aloe vera, you get addicted to it.
There you go, a little Cephas for you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's good stuff. He does it in a very specific way. He takes the fresh elephant leaf aloe and he scoops it out, the inside that is, into a blender. And he adds a little bit of water, some ice, and it creates this foamy stuff. It looks like almost like soap bubbles, okay? And then he drinks several glasses of this daily. It's awesome. I did this for many years on a regular basis. I've kind of fallen out of the habit and discipline of doing so. But it really works. It really helps you have a lot of energy. It helps you digest your food adequately. I mean, it's a miracle plant, aloe vera. Look it up. Again, aloe vera, Bob Tuscan. Well, let's get into something. Speaking of, skin and protecting your skin and whatnot, do you use sunscreen? We've been taught sunscreen. Gotta use sunscreen or else you're gonna get skin cancer. And according to this propaganda piece from the NBC Nightly News, 1 in 4 skin cancer survivors admit to never wearing sunscreen.
Skin cancer will kill almost 10,000 Americans this year, and yet there's staggering new research from Yale University that says sun worshippers have a tough time staying away even when they have survived a bout with skin cancer. Fully 15% of them say they never stay in the shade. More than a quarter of them say they never wear sunscreen outside. 2% actually admit using an indoor tanning bed in the last year.
So there you go. They use tanning beds there, which are extremely dangerous. And while they admit to not using sunscreen, 1 in 4. But that's not a huge percentage because here's the deal. Since the 1970s, when sunscreen was introduced to the market, skin cancer rates have quadrupled. Why is that, Bob? How was that? I thought, well, we were being protected from skin cancer. I thought sunscreen helped us. No. Sunscreen is poison. Now, I can get into the nanosized particles and what exactly is leached into your pores when you use sunscreen, but I'll break it down to you in the most simplistic of ways. And of course, Dr. Elizabeth Plourd wrote probably the most comprehensive book on the topic, Sunscreen Poison. Sunscreen causes skin cancer. I know that's counterintuitive. Bob, I've been told it helps skin cancer. Wait, you're telling me that sunscreen causes skin cancer? No, this couldn't be. That's right. It causes skin cancer. Here's what happens. You think you're being protected from the sun because you got your sunscreen on. You're all lathered up. Hey, honey, can you put some of my back in that spot I can't reach, please? Oh, thank you. That's the spot. And you're in the sun. You're out. You know, it's a beach day. You're on Fort Lauderdale Beach, where I grew up. Actually, Hollywood Beach, but for those that aren't familiar with the area, you're on the beach, soaking in the sun, enjoying the day, the kids are playing, building sandcastles, and you say to yourself, what do I have to worry about? I have sunscreen on, so I'm protected from skin cancer. Right? Wrong. Here's the reality. Yeah, you're protected from some of the sun's rays, but are you protected from the whole enchilada? Are you protected from all of the harmful rays that prolonged time in the sun will expose you to? Now, let me put this disclaimer out there. Being in the sun with just your bikini or just your bathing suit on for 15, 20 minutes a day at a peak time of the day is vital for your health. You know, let's talk about another health remedy. Vitamin D. You don't have to take a supplement. Go in the sun. It's all you need to do. It's not rocket science. So you're in the sun and you get your 15 minutes a day, and that's great. And the skin naturally has color produced from the sun. But when you're using sunscreen, again, you think you're being protected, so you stay out longer, you have fun all day at the beach, you don't get the sunburn, but that damage that you can't see, it is there. Years later, you find out you have skin cancer. So the bottom line is, sunscreen is poison, both because of its composition and because of the fact that you think you're being protected. In all actuality, you are exposing yourself to more and more damage. Sunscreen is poison. Elizabeth Plore, Dr. Elizabeth Plore, wrote a great book. We'll have to have her back on again as we gear up for summer and people are spending more time out in the sun. So there's that. 800-313-9443. Any questions or comments, feel free to call us up. If you want to talk about something that I have yet to bring up tonight, I have open lines for a reason. 800-313-9443. If you have a question about any of the health remedies that I've brought up thus far, feel free to call in. Now, you might be saying, Bob, I didn't know you were a doctor. I didn't know you do a health show. This isn't a health show, folks. This is the Bob Tuscan Show, whatever that is or isn't, for that matter. But the fact of the matter is, I talk about health a lot, and it interests me, and I think it interests you equally as much, because of its vital importance in our lives. If you don't have your health, well, then you're going to have problems regardless of the New World Order and the police state and all of the other things in our life. Ultimately, if you follow the line of thinking that there are eugenicists out there implementing population control, ultimately, the best thing you can do as an activist, as an active activist, is to protect you and your family. And how do you protect you and your family? Well, you keep track of your health. It's pretty straightforward, huh? I only scratched the surface with the coconut oil use. If you do get a sunburn at number 31, you can use coconut oil and it will help you relieve that sunburn. Also aloe vera. Some of these things that coconut oil can be used for, aloe vera can be as well. It's also used as a sunscreen, as a natural sunscreen. So I'd much rather put some coconut oil on my skin than any sunscreen. And that's at number 32. I'll go through a bunch of these. Again, there's 160 of them, so I won't get to all of the various beneficial uses of coconut oil, but we'll get through as many as possible. But first, I want to go to your phone calls. People are dying to talk to me, no pun intended here. Werner's on the line. Werner, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hopefully I'm not dying to talk to you.
Hopefully. I know. How old are you, Werner? What are you, in your 60s, 70s?
Oh, I'm in my early 70s.
Early 70s. All right. Well, there you go. So what do you do to stay in good health? I mean, as you get older, it's even harder.
Well, as I say, you know, I have special battles to fight, and in trying to dodge certain things, I found out quite a few things over the years.
Okay, are there any German remedies that we should know about?
Well, as I say, you know, if you're fair-skinned, you don't have enough of the protective layer
right
in your skin, you know, to shield out the UV ray. But one point what I want to make, certain medications and certain drugs, they break the pigment layer in the skin down.
Interesting.
And then the UV rays, they can penetrate into deeper layers.
Right. Those are the ones that will not be blocked out by sunscreen.
Yeah, burns. They cause injuries in deeper layers. And when that happens over a period of time, then there's a good chance, you know, when there's too much damage time and time again, that a person will develop a carcinoma.
Yep, you're exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up.
And there's one, some of the tranquilizers, for example.
What kind of tranquilizers?
One that comes to mind, Lactalis.
Maybe it's your accent, but I'm not getting that. Say that again.
Lactalis is a tranquilizer.
Okay.
And it destroys the pigment layer in the skin.
Interesting.
I noticed there in the basically took off in the mid 70s. I noticed I used to get always a tan in the summer, you know.
Right.
And I noticed in over the next few years, suddenly people, their faces, they were turned right red. They wouldn't tan anymore. That means in other ways, you know, when the skin tans, it helps shield out the dangerous UV rays.
Yeah, I mean, it's a healthy thing. The pigment in your skin is put there, you know, to block the dangerous rays. I mean, it's common sense.
And as I say, this is, I noticed in the mid-70s on, more people...
Since the mid-70s, skin cancer rates have quadrupled, and that's right around the same time sunscreen was introduced.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, what do we know? Creates a problem, and then come along with a product to
solution. Exactly right. The typical Hegelian dialectic fashion. You're absolutely right, Werner. Always good to hear from you, brother. Thanks so much.
You're best.
And stay in good health, of course. Let's talk to Tyler in Tulsa. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. I listened to you for about a year now, off and on. And that's my first time to call in, and this is a little off subject. It's with
all
the
right.
health-oriented thing, but, you know, the key to good health is eating well and treating ourselves well.
Right on.
I've always been into gardening, always, since I was a child. My parents gardened. I buy organic anytime I can. But I just found out about aquaponics.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you've been listening to me off and on, you know that gardening is near and dear to my heart. And aquaponics is something that I've actually gotten the chance to have firsthand experiences with. I had a friend in a band that I was in who set up an aquaponics farm. And it's awesome because the cool thing about aquaponics is it's a synergistic system that's enclosed that supports itself. The most recent case that was brought up as far as aquaponics are concerned in the prepping circle, if you will, Tyler, is on that stupid show Doomsday Prepper, right? You know,
yeah.
I don't have a TV, but I caught the online edition, and the guy actually took an aquaponic system, which for those who don't know is hydroponically growing vegetables and fish farming all in the same closed loop system, and he made one in his swimming pool. So he was able to harvest the fish from his swimming pool, which fish, you know, if they're not filled with mercury and you have control over it, they can be healthy for you. You know, omega-3s and all that stuff, very good for you. And, you know, so he would take the fish that he sustained in this closed-loop system and take the vegetables. And I, like I said, I had first-hand experience with this. and he would be able to provide meals for his family indefinitely with a very small system in his swimming pool, which I thought was brilliant.
That is. That's great. I like that. So the basic concept is a symbiotic relationship between the fish and your plants. And I've seen some videos that uses 90% less water than traditional gardening.
Let's talk about it some more on the other side, Tyler. Stand by.
Sure.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Almost out of time, and the conversation was just getting good. I want to talk about aquaponics a bit more with our caller out of Tulsa. And before I do that, let me just spit through a bunch of these uses of coconut oil, all right? Here we go. Toothpaste, breastfeeding, bones and teeth, digestion, energy boost, fitness, insulin secretion, lung function, nausea, nosebleeds, oil pulling, stress relief, vitamin and nutrient absorbent, absorption. Why did I have a problem with that word? Weight loss, acid reflux, adrenaline fatigue, which I have, allergies, Alzheimer's, dementia, which is a big one that they're finding out more and more. It helps with Alzheimer's and dementia, autism, bowel function, cancer, candida, cholesterol, chronic fatigue, Crohn's disease, circulating, feeling cold all the time. Your thyroid's probably the issue when it comes to that. Colds and flus, cystic fibrosis, depression, diabetes, eczema, edema, energy boost, epilepsy, if I can say that, fever support, flaky dry skin, gallbladder disease and pain, gas, heart disease, hemorrhoids, hot flashes, irritable bowel syndrome, malnutrition, lung disease, liver disease, mental clarity, menstruation relief, migraines, osteoporosis, parasites. Oh my gosh, it goes on and on and on. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and continue our discussion here about aquaponics. Oh, geez, I don't have his name in front of me. What was his name? Tyler, there it is. Tyler, hey, are you still there?
Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah, aquaponics, it's awesome. And the ideal situation is that in your hydroponic end of the system, you can grow the fish food that you would feed the fish. So you really don't have to do anything outside of the loop of your symbiotic system. And what the plants do for the fish is, okay, here's how it works. The fish, they poo in the water, right? Which is fertilizer. I know, mm-hmm. It's crazy. And then the plants then take that water with the fish waste and they absorb all the nutrients, sending back the water to the fish, which require clean water to continue. So it's kind of that closed loop system. Is that how you understand it, Tyler?
Yes, that's exactly how I understood it, and it seems brilliant beyond, I mean, wow, that's crazy brilliant, and I know you're running short on time. Can you direct me and your listeners in a good direction? Where should I look? How should I start? Because I'm pretty sold. I've only known about it for a little while, but I think I'm sold on it. It seems like, you know, nectar from the mountain of Zeus, Olympus, you know?
Absolutely, Tyler. Let me do a little homework, and we'll do a whole show dedicated to aquaponics, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, wow, that'd be awesome, man. Let's
do a whole show on it, because I love it. And like I said, I had a friend who has a farm, and I got to experience it firsthand. It was an awesome thing to do. So I'll get back to you, Tyler. I know there are small systems that you can implement at your home with very little money and space. Let me just fit in Rose real quick. Rose, we're just out of time. 20 seconds. What's up? Did you have something in mind?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to talk to you about what you were about the sunscreen.
Yeah, real quick. Do you think it's poison?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's not only poison because it inhibits the way the rays go through our skin, but also, just like you were talking about with shampoos and a lot of commercial soap are extremely poisonous. The chemicals in sunscreen are every bit as poisonous. And I think that really, quite frankly, we haven't heard of dermatologists until sunscreens came about.
That's a good point, Rose. Thank you, as always, for calling in. Wish we had more time. Folks, love you. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of The Bob Tuscan Show.
This has been another edition of The Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.